This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my study of how to make or break habits when I was writing my book Better Than Before, one thing that took me a long time to realize was the danger of finish lines. Setting a finish line does indeed help people aim toward and reach a goal, but although it's widely assumed to help with habit formation, finish lines can actually undermine habits. A finish line marks a stopping point. And once we stop, we must start over. And starting over is harder than starting. And the more dramatic the goal, the more decisive the end, and the more effort required to start over. So by providing a specific goal, a temporary motivation, and requiring a new start once reached, hitting a finish line may interfere with habit formation. And once we've decided we've achieved a success, we tend to stop moving forward. Even an intermediate finish line can interfere with good habits. In a letter to his son Mark, renowned novelist Kurt Vonnegut advised, "I have seen a lot of writers stop writing or at least slow down after getting an advance. They have a feeling of completion after making a deal. That's bad news creatively. I advise you to carry on without an advance, without that false feeling of completion." Have you ever found that hitting a finish line meant that you stopped doing something, even though you'd been doing it successfully up to that point? That you thought you'd been forging a habit, but it turned out not to be? Finish lines can be dangerous. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.